For-profit healthcare facility operator HCA announced at the beginning of this year that it will be closing its trauma center by August 12th. Nurses, healthcare advocates, and others rallied against the proposal last month. Community members accused the Hospital Corporation of America, or HCA, of discriminating against the low-income population of San Jose who rely on the trauma center for essential services. HCA announced it will be cutting major services for trauma, strokes, and heart attack-related issues. The California Nurses Association and the International Firefighters Association sent members to the rally in support of the trauma center workers. Greg Miller is a retired regional medical center nurse. He says the decision to close is just about profits for the HCA.
They will do anything to keep their bottom lines higher and their shareholders rich. But they won't do anything when the local community is calling on them to keep their doors open to save lives.
In a statement, HCA spokesperson Carmela Gutierrez says the campaign against the closure has exaggerated the effects it will have. She says the hospital will continue to triage all trauma victims as well as give initial care to heart attack and stroke patients. According to HCA, the closure of the trauma center affects less than 2% of patients daily, and they will be adding 20 more beds to its emergency department. HCA also said that Regional Medical Center remains dedicated to being a resource for first responders. Advocates for the Regional Medical Center are again asking Attorney General Rob Bonta to intervene and prevent HCA from closing a trauma center that benefits all of Santa Clara County. Opponents of the plan say if the hospital closes its trauma center, patients would have to drive 15 to 20 minutes farther for care. According to the advocacy group Latinas Contra Cancer, a petition by their patient organizing committee has over 7,000 signatures. Darcy Green is the executive director for Latinas Contra Cancer. She says even though the California Department of Public Health told her they won't help stop the closure, that doesn't mean the community will stop fighting.
Let's be clear. The California Department of Health has never denied a closure, even when that means the closure will result and so many more lives lost. They are turning their backs on us, but our fight will continue. Because even when our institutions abandon us, we will not abandon each other.
Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez's office estimates an average of 2,450 patients go to the Adult Trauma Center annually, and the Regional Medical Center serves 65% of the stroke patients in Santa Clara County who are uninsured. In 2020, the RCM closed its maternity center as well. Community activists say that they're especially concerned because HCA is divesting from Regional Medical Center while it's growing its programs at the Good Samaritan Hospital in a wealthier part of West San Jose. Chris Kobielus represents the San Jose Firefighters Union Local 230. He is a native San Jose resident that used to work at the medical center. He said when HCA took over the medical center, patients were promised more services in East San Jose, but now that's changed.
I don't recall a 20-year term limit to them taking care of my community.
Kobielus says it's also imperative that RRMC trauma centers stay open for when first responders are injured on the job.
We have multiple members who've had their lives saved by this facility and their dedicated staff. We cannot allow the closure of these services for our residents and for our first responders that are here for you daily.
The organizers say they plan to reach out to ACA CEO Samuel Hazen to push him to change his mind on the closure plan. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.